This is ATIS on Radio Hangar. I'm Tower. There's a story developing right now that sits squarely at the intersection of military aviation and geopolitics, and if you follow defense aviation at all, this one deserves your attention. According to reporting from the Financial Times, discussions are actively underway between the United States and several NATO allies about expanding America's nuclear weapons presence in Europe. We're talking specifically about Poland and the Baltic states, countries that share borders with Russia and have been pushing hard for a stronger American security commitment since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine back in 2022. Before we dig in, today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. Now, here's what you need to know about the current setup. The United States already maintains nuclear weapons in Europe under what's called a NATO nuclear sharing arrangement. American B-61 gravity bombs are stationed at air bases in five countries: Belgium, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, and Turkey. These weapons are stored in special vaults and would be delivered by Allied aircraft in a crisis, though the warheads remain under American custody at all times. That's been the arrangement for decades. What's new is the conversation about moving beyond those five countries. The Financial Times reports that U.S. officials are, at present, open to expanding this footprint, particularly into Eastern Europe, and the aircraft at the center of this conversation are the ones you'd expect. The F-35 Lightning II. See, the B-61 bomb has been undergoing its own modernization. The latest variant, the B-61-12, is a guided weapon with a tail kit that gives it precision strike capability, and it's been certified for carriage on the F-35A. Several NATO nations are already receiving or operating F-35As. Poland has ordered 32 of them. That's not a coincidence. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though. Expanding nuclear sharing isn't as simple as loading bombs onto trucks and driving east. You need hardened weapons storage and security systems at whatever base you choose. You need specially trained personnel. You need the host nation's aircraft and pilots certified for the nuclear delivery mission. That's a significant infrastructure and training investment that takes years, not months. And there's the political dimension. NATO operates on consensus, and not every member is enthusiastic about nuclear weapons moving closer to Russia's borders. The concern from some allies is that it could be seen as escalatory. Others argue it's a necessary deterrent, especially given Russia's own tactical nuclear posture and repeated nuclear saber-rattling over the past few years. For those of you flying military aircraft or working in defense aviation, this has real implications. If this moves forward, you'd see increased construction activity at Eastern European airbases, more nuclear surety inspections, expanded training rotations, and potentially a shift in how NATO exercises its nuclear mission. The logistics chain alone is enormous. This affects you if you're in the Air Force or fly for a NATO ally, obviously. But even for those of us on the general aviation side, it's worth understanding because the temporary flight restrictions and airspace changes that come with nuclear-capable bases are significant. Bases involved in nuclear sharing have enhanced security zones, and the airspace around them reflects that. There's also a broader context here. The United States has been modernizing its own nuclear triad for years. The B-21 Raider stealth bomber is entering service. The new Sentinel intercontinental ballistic missile is in development to replace the aging Minuteman III. And the Columbia-class submarine program is underway. This European expansion discussion fits into a larger pattern of nuclear modernization across the board. Now, I want to be clear, these are discussions, not decisions. No announcements have been made about specific bases or timelines. The Financial Times sourced this from officials with knowledge of the talks, and the fact that it's being reported at all suggests these conversations have reached a level of seriousness worth paying attention to, but we're a long way from seeing B-61 vaults being poured in Poland. What I'll be watching for is whether any of this shows up in NATO's next defense planning cycle, and whether Poland's F-35 delivery timeline accelerates as a result. Those two things together would tell you this is moving from conversation to commitment sources. For today's segment, come from The Aviationist and the Financial Times. More at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Stay informed out there.